Radio Tonic.
It was a few weeks after moving to the Top End that it first happened. I woke in fright with a spider crawling across my face. Then I discovered the dangers that lurk in the local pool.
No one knows how the crocodile made it over the cyclone fencing.
Even the soil up here can kill you. I once lost a neighbour to the Nightcliff gardener's disease. Death lurks in every nook and cranny. It gets talked about differently as well.
I've been killing him.
A woman arrested for stabbing her husband has just confessed to killing him. But all is not as it seems.
The police officer was happily alert to this issue and said, "Do you mean kill him dead?" And she said, "No, just kill him a little bit." And as a result of that, she was charged with causing serious harm rather than an attempt murder.
She was speaking the Creole of the Top End, and to kill really means to hurt.
It's a common issue that someone has given an interview to police and there's a dispute about what they actually meant.
That's Jonathan Hunya, by the way. He's a top lawyer at the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency. And this is Margaret Micken.
It's not a rubbish English or bad English.
She's a Creole-speaking linguist who moved to the Top End many moons ago.
It's a totally new language and a very exciting language.
Creole developed about 100 years ago at a mission on the Roper River, where people from nearly a dozen different language groups came together.
Now, the kids had an interesting time trying to communicate because they didn't have a language in common. They were hearing the English from the teachers and the mission staff, the pidgin from the stockman, and then they had their own languages. So, as kids often do, they developed their own language.
This at a time when many other Australian languages are dying off.
And eventually they got to the stage where when they had family, they started using this new language, and so it was no longer a pidgin, but it had become a full language because they were using it to communicate their everyday needs.
And now Creole even has its own translation of the Bible, thanks to Micken and other religiously inclined linguists.
This is John 3:16, or at least some of it. God bin like him, everybody, that much. Him and Jandam him, roan one son, blung a die, blung all about.
Or what about this one?
Yahweh him that probably good one stockman.
What is going on in that sentence?
The Lord is my shepherd is what most English speakers know. So Yahweh is the name of God. We've retained that. And then up here in the north of Australia, we don't have sheep. And so the nearest, best illustration that people understand is stockman.
You're right. So this sentence again, Yahweh bin him.
Yahweh him that probably good one stockman. So Yahweh is that very good, the best stockman. This has been a wonderful thing because they had felt put down because of their Creole. And so this has given them a voice in a way and something to be proud of because they do have an Aboriginal language. They have their own Aboriginal language.
And Creole is catching on.
This is an ABC News, Karam Creole, that first one story in Blue Australia Day. Long time, non-Indigenous people been coming.
And it's even made it to the TV.
Be crocwise.
This story, written and produced by Jack Kerr, with sound design from John Jacobs, is from Territoriana, our series on the history of the Northern Territory, as told through Top End Kitsch. I'm Sherry DeLeese. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radiotonic podcast.